For WKMS News, I'm Liz Tretter. The Central Appalachian coal fields are in the middle of an unprecedented epidemic of severe black lung disease. A recent medical study confirmed a cluster of more than 400 cases of the most severe form of black lung at just a few clinics. And an investigation by NPR and the Ohio Valley Resource identified nearly 2,000 cases across Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia. The condition caused by coal mine dust is often debilitating and deadly. Reporter Benny Becker brings us the stories of two men struggling with the disease.
Black lung disease is often considered incurable, and the two men you're about to hear from are grappling with that reality. One is struggling to stay alive, weighed down by the condition's steep financial and emotional costs. The other has made a remarkable recovery, thanks to some very expensive treatments.
I'm Jerry Hilton, 64 years old. Live in Buchanan County, Virginia. I've run every piece of equipment underground, and I was section foreman longer than I were run equipment or anything like that. When I was section foreman, it's always in the face, production crew. You're constantly in and out of the dust if you check on your people like you're supposed to. And I always try to make sure I checked on my people. We always had good ventilation, but whatever went through my nose and mouth, it stuck to me. Labor Day weekend in 2010, that's when I noticed my breathing was just a little bit different. Then about a couple weeks later, I couldn't hardly breathe, you know. The doctor says my lungs started shutting down. They said it's hardened just like a lump of coal. And the doctors pulled me out of the work, and he recommended me see if I could have a lung transplant. They evaluate you where the doctors, they sort of laughed and joked, and they said if they wanted to check me out and see if I was worthy enough to spend $3 million on. In 2016, they gave me about 6 months to live if I didn't get a set of lungs. So I got the lung transplant July the 18th, 2016. The surgery took longer than they participated. I went into a coma. My kidneys shut down, my liver shut down, everything in my body shut down, and they kept me on 21 different machines for 3 weeks, what time I was in that coma. My understanding, there were several times they thought I wasn't going to make it. I don't remember nothing for that 3 weeks. I remember them putting me on the operating table, and then when I woke up 3 weeks later, and when I realized I couldn't move, it scared me. I couldn't move nothing unless somebody else moved me. I didn't have no control of my head or nothing, no muscles at all. You know, my head would just flop. When I left in November, I'd had all I could take. I was getting down in the dumps. I said, Dr. Boz, you better be getting your crap together. I'm going home Friday if I have to crawl out of here. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die at house. He agreed to let me come home, but he made me promise him I'd be back in 2 weeks. My doctor tells me he had never had a patient leave the hospital in the shape that I left it in and walk back in that hospital like I did in July. After my transplant, I was in a wheelchair, and now I'm walking on my own. My balance is almost back to 100%, and my breathing is wonderful. It's great. I can breathe.
Retired miner Jerry Hilton talking about his long road to recovery from black lung disease. Before he left, I had one more question for him.
You mind if I just record the sound of you walking? It's kind of a, no. Since it is a little bit of a miracle.
I wear boots all my life. When I left the hospital, I couldn't get my boots on. I wore tennis shoes and I hated them. I'm a boot man.
For Jerry Hilton, the system is working. He has a new set of lungs and he's continuing down the path to recovery one step at a time. Many others who struggle with the disease don't have access to those treatments. Edward Brown is a 55-year-old disabled miner from Buchanan County, Virginia, which borders both Kentucky and West Virginia. His black lung diagnosis has been certified by federal researchers, but he was turned down for state benefits. Brown says hardship is what brought him into the mines, and it's followed him ever since.
I had to support my family, and I couldn't find a decent enough job outside the mines around this area to make a living, so I went. And I hated it. Every day you was worried when that rock's gonna fall on you and kill you. They're all dusty, I'm telling you. You eat a lot of dust. First of the 90s, come out of them dust masks and when you'd sweat, them little old filters, they would clog up, and then it felt like somebody just sitting there with their hand over your face. So tried to wear it all the time, but you couldn't. I got mashed in the mines a couple of times with big rocks, and it messed my back up. 2003, they laid us all off, so I started going to the doctor, and then he just said, you don't need to go back in the mines, not with two hips that needed to be replaced, and then it was one medical bill after another. So I had to sell my trailer, had to sell my truck, waited 6.5 years before I got my disabled Social Security. I'm on it. That's it. Somebody said, you need to go file for your rock dust. Silicosis, I think, is rock dust. And my doctor said I had it, but he just gave you the runaround, man. They said I didn't have it. My family doctor kept saying, your lungs is in bad shape. File for your black lung. I said, I didn't know you could if you ain't got rock dust. I went up there to that one doctor, and he started putting me on oxygen and all this medicine. And I said, man, I ain't got the money to pay for all this. I can't afford it. What do you do?
Is there anything you're kind of hoping for the future?
Yeah, I'd like to get better, but it's all I got to look forward to get worse and worse, you know. I'm just hard to breathe and hard to do anything anymore, you know. You can't do nothing, man. Sit at the daggone house and worry about how you're going to pay the next bill, you know. And just like I've heard a lot of these guys, you know, want to commit suicide because they're letting their family down, you know. It really sucks, man, and it weighs on a lot of people's minds, you know. And it was weighed on mine for so long. I'm an alcoholic now. I get some of this stuff on my mind and can't get it off of my mind unless I drink, you know. The doctor down there is trying to help me, but I don't know. Nobody looks forward to dying, you know, but it's a coming.
I spoke with Edward Brown last month at a black lung clinic in Grundy, Virginia. He's still waiting to hear if he'll be awarded federal black lung benefits. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker.